gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In our continuing series on Christian professionalism, we've covered subjects on how to handle unfairness, being a good subordinate, the Christian honor code, another lesson on how to avoid the mosquito bites of arrogance in your soul. We also talked about doing right things in a right way, and then the most recent lesson was on solving people problems with a greater love, just as Christ loved us. And they've been short lessons, but if any of you would like more information or more study material, please contact me on the email address given at the end of this program, and I'll be happy to send you more study material from the Word of God at no cost whatsoever. The most important thing is that you study God's Word every day, hopefully under a pastor who can teach you and help you to grow spiritually. Jesus Christ said that you cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 42, we're told that Jesus Christ, as a young boy, would sit in the classrooms of the temple, listening to the teachers and asking questions. And then in Hebrews 5, 8, it says that he learned obedience from what he suffered. When Christ was alone in the desert for 40 days, he had not eaten, and he was hungry and vulnerable. And this is when Satan himself decided to attack the Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ was able to resist Satan by using the very words from the scriptures, the promises that he had learned and remembered in his own soul. And so it is for you and me. God will provide the bread of his word if you are hungry. Christ said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." And when his disciples heard these statements from Christ, they said to him, "Sir, from now on, give us this bread." And just as you get up every day and before you go to work, you need nourishing food to give you the energy to perform your duties. So how much more important is it with your spiritual life? You need the bread of life, God's word, every day to make you spiritually strong. So I encourage you to be consistent and find a good local church with a pastor who is able to teach you the word of God on a regular basis. And just remember that if you're hungry for God's word and his truth, God has promised to provide it for you. And what God promises, he will always fulfill. Well, today we're going to look at the subject of problems and solutions. Problems are everywhere. And for some of us, problems begin the very moment we wake up. We might be late for work or no job, or maybe the taxis might be on strike again. And then the problems continue right throughout the day. They might cause you to become angry or depressed or to worry because things just aren't going right. And if you allow the problems to persist or to remain, then they can become stress in your soul. But you can prevent these problems from becoming stress in your soul. And to do that, you need to focus more on the solution than what the problem is. There are human solutions and there are divine solutions. And many times these solutions are worlds apart. We need to focus on the divine solutions. Let me show you what I mean. You know, take a problem like crime or theft or lack of security. And throughout the world, it is one of the biggest problems, not just here in South Africa. And what are some of the human solutions that people look for? Well, you know, people build high walls and then they make them higher. Some people even buy guns because they think the guns will protect them. We depend on the police and security companies. But oftentimes, They are even stretched far beyond what they can handle. And the police and security services always deserve our respect, but even they are limited in their ability to protect us. However, with God, there are no limitations. God has provided solutions you don't even have to pay for. In the book of Psalm, chapter 91, verse 9, it says, "If you make God your home," in other words, if you live in His Word and you have His Word in your soul, then no harm will fall upon you. No disaster will come near your home. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. And these are not some baby little angels flying around in the clouds with bows and arrows. These are powerful, guardian angels, more powerful and mightier than any human being. And these angels who are commanded by God Himself to watch over you and to protect you. You know, a story was once told to me of a young soldier in war. All of his men in the unit had been killed, and the enemy soldiers were searching for him. And he crawled into a cave and prayed that God would somehow protect him. And he saw a small little spider at the opening to the cave. And the spider started spinning a web. And you know what? The soldier laughed. And he said, "Here I am. I prayed for God's protection. And what does He do? He sends me a spider." Well, you know what? The enemy soldiers found the cave. And they saw the opening. One of the enemy soldiers said, "Look, there's a spider's web over the opening to this cave." He said, "Surely no one could be in there." And they left. And the soldier lived to tell his story. In a sense, with man's solutions, a brick wall is nothing more than a spider's web, easily broken. But with God, a spider's web becomes a brick wall. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have God's spider web than man's brick wall any day. Another problem that we all face in life is lack of health and sickness, not only personally, but even sometimes for an entire family. And it's a problem that can cause severe worry and fear and financial stress. And what human solutions do we look for? Doctors, hospitals, medicine, drugs, insurance companies. Sometimes the wisdom and compassion of a doctor is provided, or even relief through legal and prescribed medicines. Some of these solutions can be good and necessary. And for you as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will provide the right solution at the right time. But make no mistake of it, God provides the cure, and He will use different ways to take care of people in times of sickness. But some of you may not have access to these types of human solutions, but you still have the greatest of all solutions, the divine solution to problems of sickness and health, which are all found in the Bible. Psalm 41:3 says, "The Lord will sustain you on your sick bed and restore you from your bed of illness." If you're in a situation where there are no doctors or hospitals or clinics, God still provides. He promises to never leave you and will never forsake you. Jesus Christ Himself holds you in His powerful and caring hands, and He says that no one can take you out of His hands. Thirdly, another problem that human beings face is death. Not only physical death, but spiritual death. Being separated from God. Every person ever born will die physically. And nobody has ever come up with a solution to stop physical death. You know why? Because there is no solution. Not even money. People think that money can buy anything, but all the money in the world has never cured physical death. The other type of death is spiritual death. And mankind has been looking for solutions to spiritual death for thousands of years, praying to different gods, hoping that Something out there will hear them, but they don't. Or trying to do all the good things they can through charities and giving money, hoping to please God that this would somehow save them from eternal death. But it doesn't. And as good as some of these things and acts may sound, they're only human solutions. And they are man's attempts to reach God. And none of them work. There's only one divine solution to the problem of spiritual death. And that is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. It's that simple. You know, some people have told me that it sounds too simple. But you know what? It is simple. Only man makes things complicated. But it is faith and belief in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, that he went to the cross and paid the ultimate penalty of death for all the sins of mankind. He died as a substitute for you in your place so that you can have eternal life. So do you think that you have insurmountable problems today? Problems of no money, no job? You might be worried about security or your health. Maybe you have a technical or operational problem in the office, that things just aren't going the way you had planned. The worst sort of problems are people problems of jealousy and bitterness, competition, rejection, and many, many others. But there are no problems too great for the plan of God. Every problem you face has a divine solution, God's solution. The Bible says to cast all of your problems on God, for he cares for you and he loves you. You have over 7,000 promises in the Word of God. Start learning them now. Memorize them so that when the problems will inevitably hit, you have the solutions already stored up in your soul, and God the Holy Spirit will help you to remember them. But always remember this, that God solved the greatest problem facing all of mankind. Death has been swallowed up in victory. The victory is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. And you can have that same victory in life as well as in death. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And so if you have not yet made that most important decision of your life, you can do it now. Right where you sit, right where you are now, you can say privately in your mind, you can say, I believe in Jesus Christ, and you become a child of God, because God showed us his love in that while we were still sinners, Christ died as a substitute for us. And that by believing in him, he would give you a remarkable gift of eternal life with him. So until next time, I close and pray to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, unto all ages, both now and forevermore. Amen. My name is Tom Molinar, and if any of you would wish to write me or email me, you may do so at info@molinar.co.za. That is info@molinar, spelled M-O-L-I-N-A-R, .coza. Or you're certainly welcome to visit our website at molinarmission.com.